USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have put together another potential stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican saying,
secures federal unemployment benefits, sends more than $100 billion to keep kids safe in school, helps parents with child care, helps families afford expenses.
President Trump admitted in March that he always wanted to play it down regarding the seriousness of the COVID-19 threat to the United States. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci on his conversations with the president.
When we would be speaking to the president, we'd talk about the cold facts. He would get them. You know, often he would want to, you know, make sure that the country doesn't get down and out about things. But I don't recall anything that was any gross distortion in things that I spoke to him about.
Fauci speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raging wildfires have destroyed 5 towns in Oregon. Governor Kate Brown says about 100 blazes fueled by high winds are burning in the state.
We expect to see a great deal of loss, both in structures and in human lives.
Lillian Luciano has more.
Washington State had its first reported fatality from a fire, and we're also learning that a 12-year-old boy and his grandmother were killed in a wildfire in northern Oregon. Near Portland, more than half of Clackamas County is under a level 3 evacuation. That means evacuate immediately. Do not delay.
In California, many large fires continue to burn. Fire crews are working on 28 complex fires. Governor Gavin Newsom says the weather has now changed in their favor.
The wind activity appears to be dying down, which is encouraging. And the rest of the week looks a little bit more favorable from a wind perspective and a weather perspective.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
More people are choosing to take to the skies once again, despite the coronavirus pandemic. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Air travel in the U.S. is slowly ramping up again amid the coronavirus pandemic. The TSA says over 3 million passengers were screened in airports over the Labor Day weekend. Friday, the busiest day since March 16th, as 970,000 passengers did cross airport checkpoints. Despite the increase, the amount of holiday weekend flyers was less than half of what it was last year. About 8 million people had flown over the four-day period last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After saying she wasn't sure, Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris was asked if she would trust a coronavirus vaccine.
I pray that we get a vaccine as soon as possible. We are looking at almost 180,000 or 190,000 people who have lost their lives in just the last several months in our country because of the coronavirus. I pray we have a vaccine as quickly as possible that is approved by the scientists and the public health professionals.
Would you trust one under President Trump?
I would trust a vaccine if the public health professionals and the scientists told us that we can trust it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.